Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, turning your annual office holiday party into a networking event to help your career, and the family-owned business awarding millions in bonuses to its workers. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Just as it has been for decades at this year's office holiday party, many of your colleagues will be sucking down one too many glasses of Prosecco and busting out awkward dance moves. Here's how to make the annual office holiday party work in your favor with good networking from Katie Hill, editor at MarketWatch. Katie, help us out.
Two-thirds of workers now say that they've committed an office faux pas at the party. And it made me think, you know what, instead of committing an office faux pas, one guy told me, you know, I saw someone knock over the Christmas tree drunk, somebody stole the centerpiece. Like, instead of doing that, or when other people are maybe doing that, you should be getting ahead at work. And all the career coaches I talked to said, absolutely, 100%. These parties are places where you can really meet people higher up than you, people who can help you change jobs if you want, that you would never encounter from a day-to-day basis. So use this to get ahead in your career.
And as one person said, don't just hang out with your same old cluster that you see Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I mean, that, first of all, that looks bad to the people who are your higher ups, that you're not networking, you're not, you know, trying to make connections in other departments. But also, I mean, make a list of people that you've really wanted to, you know, maybe they don't know your name yet, or maybe you've chatted a couple of times, but you really, you know, would like to build a closer relationship. Make at least one, put at least one person on your list that you really want to make sure to go introduce yourself to or go talk to. And if you have time, do multiple people, but I know that it overwhelms some people and they feel like, oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But put one person on your list that you really think could help your career, or that you just want to get to know, whatever it is, and go introduce yourself and try to make some chat with them.
That's good, because that's hard, right? I mean, especially because a lot of these things, you show up by yourself. Everybody's already in like a group of two, three, or four chatting. You got to stick your hand out and say, hey, I'm so-and-so. So, you know, picking one, that could lead to introductions to others, but if you got to focus on the one, I guess.
Yeah, focus on one. Focus on more if you really feel like it. But if you just make a goal, I'm going to talk to this one person, maybe it's the, you know, your manager's manager, or someone that you really think is important to your career, just pick that one person, introduce yourself. Hey, we've never met, but, you know, I've heard about you, blah, blah, blah. Even if that one person, you now, they now know your face, they know your name, they know what you do. It's not a bad start.
Yeah. We're speaking with Katie Hill, editor at MarketWatch. She's written a piece about how to use the office holiday party to get ahead at work. Explain picking your conversation topic smartly.
Don't just jump into talking shop, right? You got to feel the person out, because that just puts people off. This is an office holiday party, not an office, you know, corporate meeting. So feel it out, right? I mean, you follow the lead of the person you're talking to when you're making small talk. You know, if they start talking shop, great, you do it too. But if they ask about your kids, you know, that's probably a hint that you maybe should just keep it light. The other thing you can do that might segue into do something if you want to talk about work is say, like, oh, I heard we're, you know, with this new initiative that we're doing, it's really cool. Something that's not like, oh, well, I'm really hoping to get this done. It, you know, not something nitty-gritty, but something aspirational that's happening at the company that you're excited about. That also can work, too, and that can kind of segue right into, oh, yeah, well, here's what I do at the company, in case you were wondering, that kind of thing.
So kind of based on that a little bit, what about not overstaying your welcome?
Yeah, don't do it. Make the conversation, and you can kind of feel when there's a lull going on. Don't keep yapping. Say, oh, you know, I really want to go get a little snack. Hopefully I'll see you again later, and move on. Because if you're the person that traps that person in the corner, that isn't going to go well for you.
So based on little snack, that's an important word, right? Based on don't overdo it with the food and booze.
Yep. Look, don't put a huge plate. You're going to, you know, all of a sudden the CEO of your company comes over to introduce him or herself, and you have a mouthful of cheese and crackers. It's not going to go well for you. So just don't do that. Especially if you've already had three glasses of wine, you know, you just Just keep it, try to keep it down to one, two drinks, keep some little snacks, eat before you come. I know people know that, and yet you see this huge buffet and people go nuts, you know.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Hill, editor at MarketWatch in New York. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. As General Motors and Ford prepare to cut jobs, a family-owned business in Michigan is giving tens of thousands of dollars to each of its full-time employees. In fact, since its founding in 1946, Floracraft has never even had a layoff. The Detroit Free Press says on a recent Friday, owner Lee Schoenher told his 200 employees he will share nearly $4 million. The amounts will vary based on longevity, but the average bonus will be about $20,000 per worker. Surprised employees broke into applause and cheers, with many lining up to thank Mr. Schoenher personally. Floracraft, which makes foam products for the craft and floral industries, supplies products to Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, Joann, Hobby Lobby, and others. Each gift will be based again on longevity of service and shared in two ways, a cash bonus and a 401k contribution. Gifts to employees with more than 40 years of service with the company will top $60,000. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.